Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. Let's see. Let's go to line four now and talk to Becky. Good morning, Becky.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I am well. Did I get your name wrong? Is it actually Becky?
It is Becky, yes. I am a transgender woman, and that's the big thing. I'm struggling with how to accept my Catholic faith and integrate my Catholic faith into my transgender life. It's been a struggle for me for many, many years, but accepting who I am, but also accepting my Catholic faith and how to intertwine the two, and I'm not understanding how to reconcile that.
I can imagine how difficult that would be. You say you mentioned that you're Catholic. Were you raised Catholic, or did you become Catholic later in life?
No, I was raised Catholic.
Okay. So if you could summarize what the difficulty is, how would you summarize that?
Well, I understand that, you know, the faith preaches certain thoughts, but I also believe that God created me to be a woman, and so that's who I am today. And I just I struggle with the right and wrong, but here we are, so I don't want to be damned to eternal hell.
Yeah, no one does. No one does. I'm sure you're familiar with the church's reference to the universal call to holiness, right? Are you familiar with that?
I'm not. Could you explain that?
Sure. Well, simply put, Jesus said, you know, if you wish to be my follower, deny yourself in one place. And then in another place, he says, if you wish to be my follower, pick up your cross and follow me, which I guess is another way of talking about a form of sacrifice. And everybody's called to it. I have my sacrifices, you have yours, you know, everybody has their own sacrifices that might be different or unique. But the question I guess you have to ask yourself is, do you desire above all else to be one with the Lord? I mean, do you desire above all else to be united with him? And if your answer is yes, and I presume it probably is, otherwise you wouldn't be struggling this way. People struggle only when they're not sure which way to go. So I admire the fact that you're struggling with it. But if that's your answer to that question, then my thinking is, and this is how I try to live my life, and simply to say, anything that would get in the way of my being fully united with the Lord, I'm going to sacrifice that. I'm going to put that aside. So whatever that may be. And for most people, there is a component of sexual pleasure that's involved. I mean, we all, at least almost everybody, who's, let's just talk about adults here, enjoy sexual pleasure. And so it's not as though it's unique to somebody who maybe has a different view of his own identity or her own identity. I mean, the desire for sexual pleasure is built into us. So we all kind of seek it. So at least for me anyway, Becky, my view is that if this is something that in my heart I realize is contrary for me to do or to be or to try, you know, whatever it may be, if it's contrary to what God wants me to do for my own happiness and freedom, then I have to sacrifice it, whatever that may be. So I would simply say that as you're struggling, just if you want my advice, I would say focus on that. The Lord loves you. He wants you to be happy, and not just happy in this life, but he wants you to be happy with him for all eternity. And so as you examine your own conscience and you consider your commitment to the Lord or lack of commitment to the Lord, whatever it may be, that question seems to me to be the overriding question. What am I willing to give up to follow Jesus? Or what am I willing to sacrifice? Or what cross am I willing to carry to follow Jesus? And then in that case, it seems like that's where the great saints come. And there have been many great saints who had to overcome very strong, even violent sexual temptation. And in the case of some, a very promiscuous past. I'm not suggesting that you're promiscuous. I don't know anything about you. But there are some saints, I'm thinking of Saint Augustine as one example, who was extremely promiscuous, very sexually active. And he realized, you know, as much as he loved committing those sins, as much as he loved all the things that were involved with that, he loved God more. And he recognized that he had become enslaved to that version of sin, to that version of sexual sin. And he got to the point where he said, I can't serve two masters. I've got to go in one direction or the other. And he chose that universal call to holiness. So he gave that up. He put that down. I think that's a great way to approach the topic, don't you?
Yeah, Patrick, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and for that belief that I'll go to heaven. But I do at times question if God will see it that way. And it's not so much my sexual desires as it is, you know, just I believe who I am is, you know, that he truly made me that way. And sexual pleasure aside, which I do love, I love the sexual gratification, but I believe the Lord's my Savior, and for that I'll go to heaven, and I hope that he doesn't damn me to hell for feeling who I am and how I am.
Well, the only person that can damn anyone to hell is that person himself. I mean, if I were to go to hell, God forbid, it would be my fault, not God's fault. So ultimately, your decision for or against God, you know, depend regardless of how you feel, because emotions are ephemeral and fleeting. Ultimately, as Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So the truth sometimes is extremely difficult for all of us. Not just you. I mean, you're like me. We're all in this together. So even though you may say, Jesus is my Savior, and I believe I'm going to go to heaven, remember that Jesus said, why do you say to me, Lord, Lord, but you do not do what I command you? And one example of what he commands us is to be chaste and pure. So if in the lifestyle that you've chosen, or the identity that you've chosen, or the identity that you believe that you are, if that is leading you away from chastity and purity, then Jesus' words apply to you as much as it would to me or anyone else. And that, why do you say, Lord, Lord, but you do not do what I command you? He says, it's not the one who says to me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's the one who does the will of my Father. So I would encourage you to keep that in mind as well. Are you familiar with the website? It's called sexchangeregret.com. Have you ever had a chance to take a look at that?
Patrick, could you say that again, please? What is the
sure.
website so I can write it down?
Absolutely. It's called sexchangeregret.com. And the gentleman, I want to open it up just so I could give you the correct name, because he himself, he's a man, but he lived as a transgender woman for many years. And I want to give you his name. It's Walt Heyer, H-E-Y-E-R. And I'll read you just a tidbit from the kind of explanation. He says, I was a transgender woman for 8 years. My name is Walt Heyer. And in April of 1983, I had gender reassignment surgery. At first, I was giddy for the fresh start, but hormones and sex change genital surgery couldn't solve the underlying issues driving my gender dysphoria. He says, I detransitioned more than 25 years ago. I learned the truth. Hormones and surgery may alter appearances, but nothing changes the immutable fact of your sex. And there's much more there. I mean, there are videos, articles, references to other resources. At least it's food for thought, if nothing else. As you're on this journey and you're struggling, as you said, which I admire, the fact that you're struggling says a lot of good about you. It means that you're seeking the truth. I think that's awesome. So that could be a good place to get some more info and food for thought.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and this is maybe the beginning of a long journey for me. But as I'm driving along, I just passed a cross. I don't know if that's a weird sign or not, but what a wonderful morning.
It sounds like a beautiful coincidence to me. Probably not a coincidence, though. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm here for you all the time. I'm here live Monday through Friday, of course. So I don't want you to feel like you're going through this alone. If I can be of service, please call me again. I think that website will help. And as you work through this,
well,
you know, please don't hesitate to call back, okay?
Gosh, no. Maybe we'll make it routine to check in and see how I'm doing on my journey.
Okay. Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
Keep your chin up. Keep going forward. You know, remember what Jesus said, if you wish to be my disciple, deny yourself. Pick up your cross. You can do it with God's help. So can I. So can Cyrus. We can all do it. We have to rely on him. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your phone call more than you know.